Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. If you've just accepted the fact that you'll always have disgusting coffee breath and people should just deal with it, that's all I need to know about you.
I'm carrying more gum at this point in my life than anybody. I know you're not talking about me. You're talking about...
I'm talking about myself.
Right. Here's the thing. I can't even smell yours, so I know mine's got to be right up there.
Well, that's what I was thinking about
yesterday. It's got to be right up there.
So, you know, yesterday I hosted that massive event, and it was huge. Yeah. It was over 530
people. Tell me you didn't bring any gum.
Well, I have gum, but I don't chew gum.
Oh,
I don't like to chew gum.
Yeah, no, I stock it now.
Yeah, and as I'm talking to people, they're just kind of slowly slinking away. And
right, they're coming close.
Is it me?
I've been thinking
about
it.
They're close.
I've been drinking coffee since 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I've had 4 sips of water. I can only imagine what my breath stinks like. And then I start thinking about it. I go, this is just how I smell now. I smell like stale, disgusting coffee breath.
This is the age that I am and the lot in life that I am.
Like, at some point, you just have to accept yourself for what you are.
Right.
And it's just disgusting coffee breath. That's all I need to know about myself.
If you always promise that you've got the item right now, ready to go, and you can come pick it up, and it's going to be so convenient, we're just going to text you when everything's ready. And every time you hit order now, it then sends you an email and goes, sorry, your pickup has been delayed, and you don't hear anything for 2 days.
Makes That's all I need so to know sad. About you.
Listen, I understand that there's a war going on. Walmart, Amazon, all that stuff. Yeah. But Walmart, don't lie to me.
Right.
Don't lie to me.
I don't understand. How come they can get it in 2 days and I have to wait 3 days for you?
That's the thing. And you say you've got it there for me to pick it up that afternoon. And then sometimes you go in and it's there on top of it. I mean, listen, you've come a long way. The chairs are very comfy in the waiting area. Here's the thing. Don't want to wait.
Right. Don't want those chairs.
Don't want to wait 3 days. If I need it today... I don't want to hear that it's not coming for a week now after you promised me that I'd have it for one day.
Sometimes Amazon does that too lately, which is shocking to me because I feel like they should never do that.
Yeah.
It'll be like here in 2 days and then I get an email saying
it's
been delayed.
Lied to.
I don't like it.
It's not nice to be lied to, Anna Zapp. You're right.
We're not sure where it is.
Right.
We're not really sure.
Don't lie to me, Bezos.
I don't like it.
You lied to your ex-wife. You see how that worked out, huh?
Low blow.
$17 billion later.
Low blow.
17? No. One's like 300.
Billion? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Something like that.
If you see a giant sign that says no littering with a fine right next to it, $219, and a giant bag of trash flies out of your window and lands right beside it, that's all I need to know about you.
I saw somebody do that the other day, and you know what? It was shocking.
Yeah.
Isn't it jarring to
You're
see
just
somebody
like, whoa,
blatantly
what are you doing?
Litter? Yeah.
Who
it's weird.
Is there an individual you'd rather stone publicly more than the litterer?
I think because that's the perfect one.
That one's right up there, man, right?
Yeah.
Like, the guy who ripped off everybody's retirement funds, that's a big one. But I'm thinking the litterer is right there.
Because they have zero regard
There's
for
no
the
sense.
Earth.
Yeah. There's no
it's
sense.
It's crazy. And it's funny how when you see it happen, you're surprised. You're
right.
Like, oh, my gosh. Or when somebody flicks a cigarette butt out the window.
It just
right.
seems
you're, like, just swerving
stupid.
Out of the way. You're
yeah.
Like, what is this?
It just seems stupid.
All right. You want to chime in, too? Call 1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What job do you think opens yourself up to crazy, angry people? Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Call us at 1-800-330-9999. This comes up because... oddly, in the New York Post the other day, there's this article about working at Disney World can be an abusive nightmare.
Oh, okay.
And you know, they call their employees cast members.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've been coming forward saying that some of the people, like, they have to deal with are so crazy mean to them.
You
to
mean,
the cast
like, interactions
members.
With customers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I can see that. You know, I'll tell you something. There is a lot of stress working at a park. I worked at Six Flags. And same thing. Cast members. And there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of customer service. And you have to be on point. And people are disappointed when they spend big bucks and they're there and they got to wait to get on Tower of Terror. It's a kid dropped their glasses on Space Mountain or something like that. People freak out, man.
Well, it's true. And it actually brings me back to this article that went viral back in July where, well, this happened.
Okay.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says a woman punched a Disney worker the face when her fast pass would not work at the Tower of Terror ride. The 23-year-old guest is accused of pushing buttons at the podium that could have affected the ride. But when the employee pushed her away, the woman punched her in the face.
My gosh.
Disney officials tell the Sentinel that they issued a lifetime ban on the woman.
Yep.
Well, that seems like a good response right there. Plus an arrest. I'm looking for a felony on that. When you're pressing buttons with machinery, you don't really understand. But I also get the point where you're like, press that button faster.
It's red. It's press, red. Just push the button. It's
go.
Red. It's
go.
Red.
Just,
quick, quick.
We're waiting.
No one's looking.
Let's
no one's looking.
Let's speed this process.
Happens.
They're totally off.
Right. Yeah. But I got to think, like, it's got to be difficult. So my daughter and I have been watching all these YouTube videos about, like, behind the scenes at Disney World just because we think it's fascinating.
Well, it is.
That whenever a cast member at Disney World is dealing with somebody that's very difficult,
right,
they'll refer to them as a treasured guest.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
That's good. That's right.
Yeah.
Kill them with kindness.
Oh, you're trying.
But it's a label.
Or if they say, have a magical day.
Right.
We saw somewhere.
That, it's totally true. Dismissive. Have a magical day is like, I'm done with you.
Right. It's like pointing a certain finger at you.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Right. No, I get that.
But what do you think other jobs that you could have that just open you up to crazy, angry people?
Well, you know what? I was going to go DMV, but you know, but what I really, this week, though, really, I'm feeling the call center thing. So, you know, I switched providers. I got the new phones on Friday.
Yep.
It took like seriously like 24 hours. It was an absolute nightmare. And I must have lost it like four times in this thing. And it's not like I want to bring harm to people in call phone, call service centers or whatever. No, but I want to like rehabilitate them. I've had a come to Jesus moment a couple days later. I've relaxed about it. And now I want to like rehabilitate them. Like when you find a raccoon with like a broken leg.
Yep.
Or like an eagle that's got like a busted wing, or a dog that can't use one of his legs and they put him on a roller skate, that kind of thing. Like, I want to do that same thing for people working in call centers right now. I don't care what your accent is. I want to help you.
It's so funny you bring that up. They call me every single day.
Right. Look at,
saying that I owe them
the anger.
These back taxes on this car that I paid in full, and they're billing me 20 months after I've returned the car. When they called me yesterday.
Look at your eyes.
I go, take me off this list. I have sent you a certified letter with copies of all the like the bank statement. And it was like my mind was going to explode. And meanwhile, this person's like,
right now,
how's your day?
Your head, your brows are...
It's not good right now.
Your brows are furrowed. But imagine if like you washed that person off that's calling you, like one of those oily ducks in the Dawn soap commercials, and then set them free in a meadow and was like, run, call center person, run. And they were like, yay!
Okay, good.
See how much better you'd feel?
But there's got to be other jobs like this, too. What job do you have or do you know of that it just opens you up to crazy, angry people? Call us at 1-800-330-9999.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says a woman punched a Disney worker in the face when her fast pass would not work at the Tower of Terror ride.
Yep, not the most magical place in the world to work.
Well, Lizzie, that's high tension right there, man. You're out there. You got your two kids. One's in a stroller. They said they were going to ride in the stroller. Now you're carrying them. Daddy, buy me this. You spent $700. You're standing in this one line, and you've been there for 3 hours.
And you thought you reserved your fast pass 6 months ago at exactly 7 a.m. when they became available. You spent all year trying to get ready for this one trip, and now they're not going to let you on the Tower of Terror?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't see the right email here. I'm sorry.
And the cast member gets punched in the face, which is terrible.
Oof.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. There's a whole article in the New York Post about how the cast members at Disney are treated so poorly by the guests, but it got us thinking, what job, besides being a cast member at Disney, opens you up to the most crazy, angry people? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I've been working in hotels for 20 years. My first job was Disney, but after that, I've been working for hotels for 20 years, especially on a full moon. All the crazies come out, and they are so mean for no reason.
Wait, is that a fact? On full moons, all the crazy people go to the hotels, and they just bunker down?
You know, I never believed it until I worked at hotels.
What do? They run in the hallways? Is there a run on linens?
Everyone's just on high tension for some reason, and crazy things happen. The most stressful days of the month are during the full moon for some reason.
Huh. I mean, who knew that?
Wow.
All right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What job opened you up to crazy, angry people?
I'm lucky I work in the back, but the front desk receptionist at a dental office.
Oh.
It's our fault that your whole mouth is rotted out.
Right. Wow. Well, not a lot of empathy behind the glass either, though. You know what? It's funny.
Listen,
we were talking about...
You haven't had your teeth cleaned in 8 years.
Right, right.
I didn't do this.
Right. If you got meth mouth, that's nobody's fault but
your own.
I mean,
that's not disgusting.
I will say this. step it up with the appointment scheduling. All right, come on. You're back there. You're just taking it easy. All right, you're taking it easy. I'm standing behind that glass smiling at you awkwardly this whole time. Let's just get that glass pulled back. Let's get my next appointment scheduled for February, and we'll both be on our way.
I don't want to be one of the crazy angry people, Steve, but explain to me how you sent me 300 notices that it's time for my cleaning, and when I call, you have nothing available for 4 more months. Why? Then why have you been stopping
me
every day?
We're better than that. We leave appointments open just for people that wait at the last minute.
Oh. You know what? God bless you for doing that job.
You know, remember last time I went to the dentist, I took a photo with Boy's Life and you ridiculed me.
Well, because it's weird.
Well, it's the only thing they have in there, that and Time magazine.
I mean, you're lucky they have magazines in there, even if they're 7 years old.
It's true.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What job opened you up to crazy, angry people?
Oh, one of my friends, she used to work at behind the ticket counter of a major airline, and that's one of the jobs that you had to deal with a lot of crazy people. I mean, people just don't understand. Like, there's a thunderstorm, airplanes can't take off, and they come up there, God, they'll curse you out, they'll call you every name that you think of, you know?
Right.
Crazy, you know?
That's why I'm an elitist, and I have the first class card. Ooh, I just walk up.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I have a quick conversation. They take my bags away. It's lovely. But you know who I do detest? The gate attendant. Oh, my God. Call these people with some order, Anna Zapp. When you say group one, I want you checking tickets. It's just chaos.
When Raven rolls up to an airline flight, it's got to be the most obnoxious thing in the whole entire world.
Oh, man. If I could have, like, Alibaba music playing in the background and people carrying me, it'd be even better. And Raven, what job opens you up to the most angry people?
I know everybody has experienced this, but I'm an emergency room nurse. And I only see happy people in this earth. So every time I touch somebody, it's a problem.
You're dealing with somebody that's in a terrible situation, either by their own doing or some other random act or whatever. It's rough. And then everybody you're talking to, you're pretty much giving bad news.
Right, because there's nobody coming there on a positive note.
Right,
nobody goes to the emergency room for a good reason.
To hang out.
Right.
Right.
It's like, hey, let's go see the nurses at the ER right now.
Right.
Nope.
And Ann Raven, what job do you deal with the most angry people at?
An emergency room nurse.
Oh, we
just heard that.
Right. We got the exact same call. The exact same call 2 seconds ago. Yeah, it's...
I don't want to work to get yelled at.
Right, right. Well, try and have a nice day with that, I guess.
Yeah. All right, on that note, have a fantastic day at work today. For sure everything will be great.
Bye.
See ya. What do you say to that?
I don't know. 1-800-330. Have a good day at work. High five. 1-800-330-9999. What job opens you up to the most angry, crazy people? Give us a call. This is definitely the clip of the day.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office says a woman punched a Disney worker in the face when her fast pass would not work at the Tower of Terror ride.
Yeah, right.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. New York Post has put a whole article, too, about how badly the cast members at Disney World have been treated, spit on, hit, all kinds of things. Crazy.
I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of tension. You want the perfect vacation getaway. This has been your dream. You take the family. The least you think is the line would be quick and everybody around you will just smile and go, Dad, great job.
But you know what?
Nope.
Being a cast member at Disney isn't only like the only job that opens you up to crazy angry people. 1-800-330-9999. What job opens you up to the most crazy nutty people? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Airline lost baggage worker.
Oh, well, why did you lose my bag? Did my bag fall out of the plane somewhere over the ocean? Why did you lose my bag?
What do you mean my bag's in Georgia? I'm not going to Georgia.
My underwear are in that bag. All right? My underwear.
You have to accept the fact that when you take that job, that you're going to catch a lot of angry people.
Yeah, I've never worked it, but I've seen it. I've been in there when my bag's been lost, and some people go off the wall.
Right. You know that when somebody gets transferred to that department, they're not long for the business.
Hi, Tana and Raven. What job opens you up to crazy angry people?
I am a nurse in a labor and delivery, and when we have moms that come in that have a baby human being coming out of their body without an epidural, look out.
Oh, but you see, you say that. I am sure you're getting like the screaming and all that, but you are also our savior. I think you have to remember that. You're all we have at this moment. All our faith and trust is in you. So you have to understand, we're taking that anger
Listen,
out of pure love.
She knows. You've done this twice. She's doing this 7 times today.
Right.
She called. It's not your platform this time, Anna Zapp.
But we love
you. I'm with you, lady. It must be tough. It must be very tough. She's sweet now, but I can imagine what she was like that day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What job opens you up to crazy, angry people?
Hi, I used to do insurance claims for auto insurance, and you can't hang up the phone when they're yelling at you and cursing you out because they got into an accident or they hit a deer or something like that.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Yeah.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
It's not usually good news from your insurer.
No. Yeah, and then you
then they'll have their policy numbers.
Oh, right. I mean, who's carrying that, though? You're right.
Right.
No, you're totally right. I bet you they get real, real mad when they figure out that they haven't paid in 5 months either. That's a tough one.
I've had that situation. That or they're not covered. They have no comprehensive coverage. And then next thing you know, it's our fault.
What do you mean I'm not covered for this Jaguar I just ran into? I've been paying $108 a month. I'm not covered? Oh, man.
I thought this was 2019. And Raven somehow was under the impression that we're still in the 1980s, some point where you write checks.
Well, listen, Star 99.9, Ann and Raven, you've ridiculed me before for the fact that I write checks. Not only that I write checks, but I still balance an actual checkbook.
We'll
I
be
do that.
In the meeting, like in the middle of the show, and he'll pull out his checkbook and start balancing it. And I just don't understand.
I want to make sure the numbers add up. The past 3 years, seriously, it's had the wrong address on there because who writes checks anymore at this point? At this point, I used to write like 2-3 checks a month. At this point, I think I write a check to my dentist, which is like every 6 months when you go for a cleaning. Everybody else, forget it.
Yeah, how come dentists don't let you pay online? What is that?
He still sends me an old envelope, and the pay slip doesn't even fit in the envelope fully. It's like a regular size envelope your grandmother used to send.
It's weird.
So it's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
So anyways, I got down to the dreaded last check, and even though you don't write a lot, you still need them. So I had to order, and of course, I get online. I order from one of those things that they put in the Clipper magazine or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, 2 boxes is a good deal. 3 boxes are good. 4 boxes is clearly the best deal ever, $55. So I order them thinking that a box is, a thing of checks, like one book of checks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I have checks for a long time. No, it's at least 2 books for each box here. So now I have, seriously, a stack of like 16 books of checks.
Good. Yeah.
Immediately after, like, I got the checks, I checked the date, and I was like, oh, it's good. They came out good. And then I started thinking immediately, like, I write one check every 6 months.
Right.
These are the last checks I'm going to have.
Till you die.
Until I absolutely drop dead.
Yep.
Which is just like, and now I feel like a pressure. Like, I have to start writing more checks.
Who are you writing checks
to? So I can maybe prolong my life, or else they're going to come in and it's going to be like an episode of Hoarders and it'll just be these books of checks all over the place. Like, I feel like it's a doomsday clock. That's how I feel.
With the exception of
it's a terrible feeling.
The $6 I have to send to hate my daughter's school for her scholastic.
Right. Who magazine. Else are you writing a check
Who
for?
Who am I writing checks to?
It's like an age-old question. If you walked into a psychic and they could tell you the day you were going to die, would you want to know? Now I feel like check number 1658 is going to be the last day of my life. Will I even get there?
Raven, not even psychics take checks anymore. They've got credit card machines there. Like,
you're probably doing? Right.
You're right.
They're on Square.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Who do you still write checks to?
To Aquarian Water, because they will charge you a processing fee if you process through their online system.
Yeah, I will do anything to avoid the fee when possible, no matter the inconvenience. I'll take an envelope to the post office and have it weighed before I will pay the 32 cents convenience fee.
Actually, they charge $1.99.
$1.99! Unbelievable.
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who do you write checks to?
Well, call me old-fashioned, but 95% of my bills I write checks to.
No
I kidding. Figure I keep the post office in business. And also my nail salon, I write a check to.
Thank God for mobile banking, because if not, back in the day, they would just be cursing you out in Korean.
I love my checks. They're pretty.
What are they?
They're little flowers. Oh. My husband's not happy about them, but he never writes checks, so it's fine.
Right, I always think what you put on your check says a lot about you, the background image, which is why I go with blank.
Yeah.
I don't want people reading me based
on
that.
No, I just went through that. It was so stressful figuring out what checks to order. By the way, no DJ checks. Missed it there, guys. All right. Missed the mark.
You need either plain in the back or you need the American flag. Otherwise, when you start getting into the flowers, no offense to you. You're like, all right, a little weird.
I went with parchment paper. It's like I'm signing the Declaration of Independence.
That's nice. With your John Hancock on.
Thank you, Styles checks, but you still need some DJ stuff.
Maria wrote on our Facebook page, her checks have dragonfly designs.
Nice.
Right.
That's pretty.
What does that say about you? You're whimsical?
Dragonflies are a visitor, as they say. It's a visitor from an old friend on another plane. Plus, they eat mosquitoes. Well done, dragonflies. Good job.
1-800-330-9999. Who do you still write checks to? This is fascinating. I'm on our Facebook page,
right?
And I asked, who do you still write checks to? Raven just bought 16 new checkbooks because I think he's just going to have them till he dies, and I don't understand who he's writing checks to.
There's something sad about knowing that this is the last thing of that I will own until I die. It really does feel scary.
What are you going to do when you move?
I don't know. I'm just going to cross it off for the rest of my life. This is too much checks that I've purchased here to go back.
I'm looking at our Facebook page, and there is a clear divide of people. Those who don't understand what even checks are or why you would have them.
Right.
And then the other that don't believe in the internet. And they think that, you know, that somebody's going to steal their information the minute they put their credit card information in the internet. So they refuse.
Here's the thing. They do
is have checks.
Here's the thing. Somebody's already stolen your stuff.
They're just waiting.
Hate to break it to you.
It's only a matter of time.
But, I mean, you read the paper, right? Because if you're not using the internet, that's where you're still getting information.
All right, we're going to get to all your calls coming up next. If you want to chime in, 1-800-330-9999. Who do you still write checks to? Raven tells me the other day he bought 16 checkbooks. 16. I go, who are you in 2019 writing checks to?
Yeah. It was a bad decision. I was tricked into it. It happened, though. I write a check to my dentist every 6 months at this point.
Good. Now, at this rate, you could go to your dentist for the next 7,000 years and have no problems.
I'm telling you, there's going to be at least 6 books left on the day that I'm dead. I can tell right now, and it's affected me in a strange way.
Start 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. We got to know, who are you still writing checks to?
Everyone.
Do you?
Cleaning lady, the guy who cuts the lawn, the dry cleaners, anyone who does house, anything on the house, I write them to everybody.
Why?
Wow.
Because then I have a record of it. Do I fall and get my balance? Yes. Do I keep a running ledger like an old person? No. But I have the, you know, running balance, and then I have it as a record. It's proof that I paid.
I mean, you call to get the balance, huh?
Yeah, I call the 800 number to get the balance all the time.
That's the thing I hate the most about calling my credit card company or my bank is that they make me listen to all that stuff before I get to actually press the button for the thing that I actually called for. I detest it, Anna.
Yeah, you keep track of the button you press, and you just press and you get passed.
Oh,
right,
man.
But you know that if you go out, you log on to the website, that it tells you where you paid, and then you can send that also to prove that you paid. It has, like, transaction numbers.
Yep.
I guess, but I'm 60. I'm old. My girlfriend's all through.
That's all right.
Right. You don't. You do. Don't trust the internet.
Right.
I've got you this intraweb thing. It's a fad.
Get out of here with that.
That's right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who do you still write checks to?
I write a check for my Discover card because I pay all my other bills with the Discover credit card. But then I write them a check.
Yeah, but you can hook it up so you pay it from your bank account.
Like, this is her way of doing it Escobar style. All right? It's offshore. Yeah. She runs it all out of this master account, and then the head pays everybody.
I
get it.
Right.
It's Machiavellian.
And I get cash back, so it works well.
Illuminati. Okay. I know what's going on here. Ann Raven, do you still write checks, and who are you writing checks to?
I do. I write like a million. I actually pulled out my check register. I write checks to the oil people. I write checks to the lawn guy. I write checks to the dance studio at the dance store to get my son his dance clothes. I write stuff to the hairdresser.
Nice.
Pay my taxes.
There's a power trip making people wait 2 to 3 days for their money. I like that. I'd be like, here's this money. But you don't really have that money till later.
Imagine you tell someone the check's in the mail. They'd be like, liar.
Right.
Liar.
Right. What is this, 1987?
Right. No. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who do you still write checks to?
I still have to write checks for my electric payment. You can only pay by cash or check.
Are you in Wallingford?
Yes.
What is up with Wallingford?
Yes. Wait a
Why
minute.
Why don't they get with it?
You can only pay your electricity by cash or check in Wallingford?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. And cash has to be in person, so I'm not going to go in person, so I send a check.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Our electric is so cheap.
Can you imagine?
Are you guys Quakers?
Our electric is really cheap.
Are you guys Quakers or Amish?
Yes.
What?
We have our own electric, but it's so cheap. So
well, here's the thing.
I can't complain.
If they want cheap electric, they have to also make their own furniture like the Amish and hand deliver the checks to the office.
Well, now I understand. Thank you. I just needed clarification.
Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Carrie and Drew. Carrie, let's start with you. What's going on?
I'm so glad that I got you guys. My husband is a maniac when it comes to Halloween. Not just does he want to put up decorations, which is fine. You know, everybody puts up decorations. But he wanted to do it last week. And he's going way overboard. Tacky, it's gross. There's lights, there's smoke, there's webs everywhere. He wants to do like all this bloody and gory. No child under the age of 5 is going to want to trick or treat here. They're going to be terrified. Maybe, you know, we should wait a little while. You know, people who drive by, they steal this stuff. And, you know, we have a high school close to us. I mean, it's going to get vandalized if you do it like a week ahead of time. That would be good, like without some of the blood and gore.
Drew, what's your side of this?
Here's the thing. I'm not over the top. I'm excited. There's a big difference. And she just can't figure that out. It's not that big of a deal. It's a month.
Right. You got to ring that freak flag and let it fly, my friend. Have a great time.
Well, that's what it's all about, right? It's a fun holiday. It's for the kids. Why not enjoy it?
If you believed Walmart, it actually would be Christmas right now because they already have Christmas decorations.
Right,
out, so.
Right. So by that token, he's behind the curve.
Yeah, but I think 1 week of decorations. What about the high school kids? And aren't you worried about them, you know, vandalizing and stuff like that? Or even
no,
anybody?
No, absolutely. If she lets me do what I want to do, the high school kids are going to be too scared to step foot on our property. That's not a concern. So I'm not even worried about that.
That's the point. That's the whole point.
Whoa. Are you serious? Really, Carrie?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my God. You're such a Halloween hater. That's what you are. My God, you're a Halloween hater.
I love candy with the best of them. You know, I can put on a ghoulish face. But the thing is this is way too much, dude. You're like a freak.
Carrie, no, come on. Listen, if you had your way, you'd be handing out Tootsie Rolls and oranges to all the kids. Come on.
I like
serious.
Tootsie Rolls.
Boo. Oranges. I love oranges, but not for Halloween.
Right. Okay.
Not for Halloween. Like, the kids will throw the oranges right back at us.
All right, guys, listen. This is what we do here is we put things to a vote. We can let our audience decide. If they agree with you, Carrie, this week's too soon to be putting it up. 1 week ahead of time, 7 days. That's it. But if they agree with you, Drew, hey, you want to celebrate all month long? I mean, what's the difference?
Rock it, bro.
Obviously, it's going to be a very quick vote, and it's going to be in my favor.
I think I will prevail here.
All right, give us a call. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
And Drew wants to put up the Halloween decorations right now. He's like, let's go. Let's cut them up. Let's do this. And she's like, it's still over a month away. Like, let's wait till like the week before. It's obnoxious to put them up this early.
Yeah. One thing that it sounds like Carrie is worried about, too, is that people coming by and grabbing things off the lawn or vandalizing or whatever. But can you, you know, not enjoy yourself in life because you're worried about things that may or may not happen all the time?
Is it too early? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
The husband side. Nothing wrong with celebrating all month long.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're paying for these holidays, having fun with these holidays, right? You should maximize these holidays.
It's so funny.
Absolutely. We decorate our house and do a whole big haunted house outside. We've actually had kids run off scared to death, and the parents crack up laughing.
And you're so proud of
it. It's the great satisfaction. Yeah. Right.
Did you hear her giggle?
Right. Hey, she's still giggling. Thank you for the call. You know what I think of when I think of home haunted house? Splinters. I'm just being honest. I think that I'm going to move some plywood, and somebody's going to get stabbed.
1-800-330-9999. Is it too early for Halloween decorations? Is it too early to put up your Halloween decorations? Drew says, no way. He is ready to transform that yard this weekend.
Right.
She's like, it's a month away. We don't need decorations up for over a month.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to know that this stuff takes time to put all these decorations up. If you want to be more elaborate, especially like Drew sounds like he wants to be, then this stuff takes time to put in place. The weather's going to be nice. He's just planning ahead. I say do it.
Honda of Westport, Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
Definitely on my husband's side. I celebrate Halloween all month long. This is the week to start it. Why not? I mean, I don't think the kids are going to vandalize. I believe that kids enjoy Halloween as much as we do, I guess. People celebrate Christmas the day after Thanksgiving, so why can't we celebrate Halloween?
What is your celebration of Halloween for the entire month consist of? Are we talking just eating candy? Are we talking pranks and scaring the hell out of people? What are we talking about?
No, I do pranks. I scare everybody. I mean, Halloween movies. Me and my family, we do pranks all the time. I just pranked, like, my goddaughter last night. Come on.
Well,
there you go.
It's a month long thing. I love it. Halloween is just Halloween. I think that's my favorite holiday.
Well, enjoy yourself. Have a great holiday. And Ann Raven, who's signing on?
Hi. My son and I agree with the husband because it's not like he's putting him up in August or something. It's a lot of work to do all those decorations and have everything look nice. And it would be a shame to just do it for a week. You should enjoy it for the month.
Oh, she should just let the guy live. He's just tapping into his inner kid. You know, everybody loves to have a little fun around Halloween. All the kids love it. They come back every year. They love coming to their house and seeing all the scary stuff and being scared out of their minds.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Drew, our audience agreed with you. You're in the spirit. You want to do it. Go have some fun.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm sure it was a landslide decision.
Easy.
Thank you. I'm bowing right now. You can't see it, but I'm bowing right now.
If you lost, you could have risen the topic from the dead.
Ooh. Exactly. You get him, my man.
Yeah.
No living with him after this.
Well, you guys have fun. Happy Halloween. I'm sorry you're a Halloween hater, Carrie.
Right.
Double H, Halloween hater.
Thanks, guys, for coming on the show. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Leah, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Leah.
Okay. Raven is walking out of here. Here's how it works, Leah. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. Got it?
Got it.
Number 1, This Is Us, back on NBC. What season is this?
4.
Number 2, Disney considered buying Twitter but decided not to because of extraordinary nastiness. They did pay $71 billion earlier this year to buy this network's film studio and many of its TV assets.
Fox.
Number 3, Ryan Reynolds and the actor that played Buddy the Elf in Elf are remaking a musical version of A Christmas Carol. Who is Buddy the Elf?
Oh my gosh, I can't think of his name right now. I can't think of his name.
That's okay, don't worry. Number 4, Laura Dern, Sam Neill, and Jeff Goldblum will reprise their iconic roles for the 3rd installment of this dinosaur movie. Just take a guess, Leah.
Land Before Time?
And number 5, Jessica Simpson celebrated her 100-pound weight loss after giving birth 6 months ago. What was the name of the MTV reality show that she had with her ex-husband Nick Lachey in the early 2000s?
Newlyweds.
All right. Let me bring Raven back in. Not looking at me. Okay, there you are.
Yo.
Okay, Leah got 3 out of 5.
It's pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Okay. Number 1, This Is Us is back on NBC. What season is this?
Going to be season 4.
Season 4 is correct.
Woo! You know that's one of my jams.
I know, but I didn't think you would know what season it was.
It's, they've done a lot in a short time.
All right.
What it is. They do this split thing.
Leah, let's see, you're still winning 3-1. Number 2, Disney considered buying Twitter, but decided not to because of extraordinary nastiness that it is. Yeah. They did pay $71 billion earlier this year to buy this network's film studio and many of its TV assets.
They bought Fox.
Fox is correct. Mm-hmm. Leah, you're still winning 3-2. I know. Number 3, Ryan Reynolds and the actor that played Buddy the Elf in Elf are remaking a musical version of A Christmas Carol.
I heard that.
Who is Buddy the Elf?
Of course, that's Will Ferrell.
You guys are tied at 3. Number 4, Laura Dern, Sam Neill, and Jeff Goldblum will reprise their iconic roles for the 3rd installment of this dinosaur movie.
It's got to be Jurassic Park.
That's right.
3rd installment. No, it's the 4th installment.
3rd installment. Well, it's actually, to be honest, it's Jurassic World is the answer that I'm looking for.
Okay.
But because I said, I would have accepted either.
I see.
Yeah, so it's the 3rd installment of Jurassic World.
I'm here for Laura Dern, man. Yeah. I'm loving Laura Dern since Big Little Lies. Loving everything she's doing.
All right, Leah, you've officially lost. I'm sorry. Let's go to question number 5.
Yep.
Jessica Simpson celebrated her 100-pound weight loss after giving birth 6 months ago. I mean, We'll get to this in a second.
She's phenomenal.
What is she? Because I'm trying really hard to lose the baby weight, and I can't lose 100 pounds in 6 months. It's been 10 months, and I have like 40 pounds to go, and it won't come off.
I mean, that's why it's phenomenal, is it not?
She says she tried extra hard. Like, I'm not trying.
I'm sure you're trying.
What was the name of the MTV reality show that she had with her ex-husband, Nick Lachey, in the early
2000s? I mean, now you got me all flustered here. Newlyweds?
Yeah.
Yes!
I mean, how?
She's worth $1 billion. She probably has a dozen trainers around her just applauding her efforts.
She weighed 240 pounds when she gave birth, and mm-hmm. she's down to 140.
Congratulations.
I mean, in 6 months,
that's amazing.
Is phenomenal.
Okay, all right, well, let's finish the game now.
Leah, in my moment of sadness, I'd like to tell you that you've lost to Raven this morning.
It's Leah from Fairfield, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon to Kevin Begley. We'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. And don't forget, coming up on Tuesday at Tequila Escape in Ridgefield, if you want to play Raven live, we have the first ever Anna and Raven game night. It's all a part of our Star 99.9 New Vans Health Pinktober. All the money raised goes to breast cancer research. Get all the info at star999.com.
We'll see you there.
In a world filled with negativity and bad news, Anna and Raven want you to tell them something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Always want to hear your good news. You can share by calling 1-800-330-9999. Too much bad news out there. We're not into that.
Sure, for real. But there's good stuff out there, too. You just got to know where to look. And, you know, if you've seen something, which we usually all have, share it, of course.
Yeah. So the sixth graders at St. Bridget's Academy in Cheshire, they're writing love letters.
Okay.
To first responders.
That seems nice.
Yeah.
I mean, sixth grade, I'm not urging you to go to prom or anything like that. Take your time, kids. All right. But a thank you card is always nice.
Right. So they have to, there's 25 of the students, and they've all written letters. I'm going to read you a sample of one of them.
Give me a couple.
Dear first responder, thank mm-hmm. you for the strength you give to us every day. You are brave. I could never do what you do every day. Thank you for putting your lives at risk just to save us. It means a lot to my family, my friends, and the world.
That's wow. That is nice and good sentence structure for a sixth grader.
I cannot wait to see who you're going to save or rescue next. Well,
I'm not sure I want to watch.
Right.
Sometimes I turn on those medical shows and something happens and I'm like, whoa, that was enough. How about a blurred image or a warning on that one next time?
Oh, how about this? I would describe you as a superhero role model and the bravest of them all. Thank you is not enough for your bravery. And what I say, I really mean. Oh, well, that's right. Good.
Doubles down. Do you think that that automatically means somebody means it more, or they don't mean it, actually, when they say that?
No, it means they mean it more.
Okay.
I mean, they're clearly saying it means more
to
them.
But when an adult says it.
Well,
when a kid says it, you believe it. But when an adult says it twice, you're like, no, they're lying.
Lying through your teeth? I don't know.
When somebody says honestly, 70% of the time, they're lying.
No, that's not true. I say honestly.
70% of the time, it's right every time.
Well, okay. So the Montville Police Department has posted this on their Facebook page. And what they're going to do is they're going to be posting a new video. It went right over my head. I don't even know what you're talking about. They're going to be posting a new picture of each of the thank you letters every single day to show like how much these letters mean to them.
That's very nice, yeah.
Obviously, you always say thank you to your police officers and mm-hmm. your 911 response. You know, we obviously value the work they do.
Yeah, but
honestly, I mean. I really mean that.
You've lied three times in this break already.
Ridiculous.
What happens is a lot of times when you run into a cop, right? You've probably done something wrong, or one of your friends has.
Maybe
when
you're
right
have.
Next to it.
I mean, we have such different lives.
Or the other time is when something bad has happened, and they're bailing you out. They're saving your butt. You know, it's the same thing with the firefighters. You know, so yeah,
it's really nice of them to do this, and I think a lot more kids should do that, and adults too.
Sure,
absolutely.
Right, there's become this us and them in some neighborhoods, and that's really really sad because it's not like that.
So high five to all the kids over at St. Bridget's Academy in Cheshire for doing this and putting the act together because you're making them feel good. One of the police officers wrote, when we go out and help people, we don't always get recognition. So it's nice to see, especially from a child.
Sure.
Hopefully we continue to be good role models for them and give them whatever they need. See, everybody's happy.
Go team.
Yeah. If you want to share your good news too, 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.